Markets are bracing for the Federal Reserve's next moves, with a 25 basis point rate cut already expected, and attention now on Fed Chair Powell's press conference and the Fed's economic projections for clues about future rate cuts, inflation risks, and labor market trends. Investors will closely analyze Powell's tone, particularly his stance on inflation, recent weak payroll data, and potential financial stability risk amid surging equity and crypto markets. However, with markets anticipating a dovish Fed and risk assets at all-time highs, there's a chance for disappointment, potentially triggering a sell-the-fact reaction that could briefly boost the dollar and pressure equities. Any dollar rally is likely to be short-lived, as weaker jobs data could push the Fed toward more aggressive cuts, reinforcing the dollar's broader downtrend and presenting buy on dips opportunities in equities. Meanwhile, Stephen Moran's mention of a third Fed mandate focusing on moderate long-term interest rates has sparked debate, as it aligns with the Trump administration's push to cap Treasury yields to lower borrowing costs, potentially through lower rates or quantitative easing. This could further weaken the dollar, especially as global investors increasingly hedge their dollar exposure. Upcoming housing data, including August housing starts and building permits, is expected to show continued weakness, reflecting affordability challenges and excess home inventory. That's all for now.